From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. State Senator Maria Sachs of Delray Beach took to the skies over Fort Lauderdale Beach Thursday afternoon. She was celebrating the new parasailing regulations. The senator has been a staunch advocate of regulating the industry after two people died in accidents parasailing in Pompano Beach.
You know, I studied a lot about this sport. And the more I studied, the more I realized that there were risks. Mm-hmm. So I was a little nervous, but I was happy to go up there and know that we have the regulations. So I felt a lot safer now that we have the regulations, and I want everybody to come out and enjoy it. It was a lot of fun.
Under the new law, parasailing operators have to be licensed and are prohibited from going out during high winds. Starting today, two researchers will begin a 73-day undersea journey in the Keys to break a world record. Bruce Cantrell and Jessica Fain, professors from two Tennessee Community College biology departments, will spend almost 11 weeks together in the Jules Undersea Lodge in Key Largo. It's dubbed the Classroom Under the Sea. Cantrell says it will be a challenge sharing a tight space with another human being.
There's a gender difference between the two of us. There's a big age difference. Her music is not my music. My music is not her music. So there's a lot of challenges that we have.
And talk about age difference. Cantrell, 66, and Fain is 25. Fain says breaking the record's nice, but this is about something much more.
But we really want kids to be excited about science because kids are our future. We need new future scientists to be looking at stuff like this. We need the conservation. And I think if we can get some of that out of this mission, that would be great.
The current record living underwater, 69 days and 19 minutes, established by Rick Presley when he resided at the Jules in 1992. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.